there's obviously a lot of focus on the performance of the two quarterbacks of this year. Do you have any sense at all that the offense could become more consistent if you drop the Wildcat altogether and focused on the main part of the offense?
I think yesterday, I thought, I don't know the stats on it, but I felt like we ran some Tebow plays pretty positive. I mean, our game plan coming in was to hit a couple of those quick throws. If they weren't going to cover Curly, I think that Tebow made, and we were going to attack that. And I thought that's something, you know, from a game plan standpoint, that was something we did well. I thought Tim and his plays, I thought for the most part we did pretty well with him. We definitely like way more yardage in those situations, but I don't think it's hindering our offense. I think we've had other issues as opposed to whether Tim running the ball and doing different things is holding back our offense.
The frustration from Mark when he's pulled down the middle of the series and then he has to come back in and try and regain his rhythm after maybe sitting out a play or two?
Excuse me, it's kind of hard to hear you guys, but can you repeat that?
No, I just was wondering if when Mark gets pulled out for a play or two and then has to come back into the huddle, have you seen any frustration on his part when he's not allowed to be in for a whole series like that?
No, not at all. I mean, you're kind of used to it, him going off or staying in and shifting out in different formations and things like that. I think he's handled it well. You'd have to talk to him about whether it affects him. I don't think it has an effect on him as much as you guys try to make it out. But, I think everybody, from my standpoint and the other guys around me, you kind of feel like that's the way the offense is run right now. And I don't, when Tim comes in and Mark runs off, there's no feeling of, oh, boy, and we just took out our starting quarterback and now we're about to run some Tebow packets. I mean, it's just the nature of how we run our offense as opposed to, it's the same example as if we're down on 3-yard line and the goal line personnel runs in, or in another instance when the jumbo personnel, when Jason Smith runs out. That's just the nature of what we deal with our personnel groupings, and I think Mark has handled that as well as he could.
Outside of, a lot of fans and people outside of the organization wonder why the team is sticking with Mark. I was wondering if there are any thoughts like that from inside the locker room or if you all are pretty united behind him.
Yeah, we're united. I mean, I think it's pretty easy for you guys to pinpoint that Mark is the problem. I think, blame goes all the way around. I don't think, collectively as a group, as a team, as an offense, as a as a team, team-wide, I don't think we're holding ourselves accountable in the sense of doing the job we need to do consistently, in that sense. We know we can win games with Mark. And, the guys around him, the guys on special teams, the guys on defense, the guys on the line, the receivers, the running backs, we all have to do our job to not put ourselves in situations where, maybe Mark looks bad or the offense looks bad or the line looks bad or whatever it may be. We all individually have to demand and be more accountable to ourselves and be more consistent in our play on Sundays.
And then, what would you say the number one thing you need to correct on offense is?
Well, of course, turnovers, whether it be in the red zone, whether it be, when the quarterback's under duress, penalties in crucial situations. I thought our running game, it's a blocking-wise, just me generally looking at it on the plane ride home, I thought for the most part it was good effort up front and guys were, playing really physically up front. So I thought the running game, could have done a lot better as far as yardage, but I thought that was good. But, I think the penalties, the turnovers, the miscues here and there, they kind of put you in a hole during the course of a game. Right now we can't afford team on the outside, young group on the outside, and, you know, still trying to work ourselves through running back issues with just Sean and Blau going down, you know, a new fullback and all these different pieces in place. I think we can't afford to make these mistakes and let them pile up over the course of the game.
How much harder do you see that making Mark's job? Like you mentioned, like you have a new fullback. It seems like new wide receivers every week. I mean, is he really trying to wrangle people a lot of times in the huddle? And are there still kind of some people that are really catching up to things?
No, I mean, I feel like we go through our growing pains during the course of a week, which is natural. You know, things have to get cleaned up over the course of the week. But, you know, I feel like those guys are really prepared when we go in the game. So, you know, I don't know as far as mental errors or during the course of the game or this past game, but, you know, I don't feel like he's having to tell guys to line up and do different things that we may go through in practice just over the course of, you know, different guys coming out, different personnel groupings, learning a new offense against a different defense for the week and the game plan. But, you know, I haven't seen it have an effect on us, you know, just from me looking at it. But, you know, I don't pay. I live in a different world. But, you know, I feel like when we go into games, I thought going into this game, guys were really prepared. Really, you know, the one example I use with the quick screens to Curley, you know, wanted to expose that area against that defense. And I thought that was something that, you know, really stood out as being able to take something from a game plan that we work on during the week and execute in the game. It was a perfect example of that. And I thought those guys did a good job. Now, we got to do a lot of other things like that from the game plan and do it consistently to be successful. But, you know, that was one of the lone bright spots, just to see the guys can carry it over from a game plan that we work on all week and carry it over to a game.
Hey, Brandon, there was one sack. I can't remember what part of the game it was. It was a guy came from the right side, and the line and the running backs all kind of went to the left, and he came in on blocks. I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of leads to that miscommunication there, and, you know, after you guys said you had a good week of practice, what causes that kind of breakdown?
I'm assuming you're not talking about the fumble. You're just talking about the one that was a sack.
The sack where you guys got locked down and the running back.
Well, I mean, this stuff goes on around the league. I mean, people, you know, there's some miscues and, you know, it's loud. You didn't hear quite as well as what you thought it was, and you know, not everybody being on the same page. Those things happen. You like them for them not to happen or not to end up in a sack, but. You know, that was a play where, you know, that was a glaring mistake on our part, and, you know, but, you know, I don't know if I want to finger point that as a reason as to why we lose games. I mean, of course, you can't have that in that situation. You need guys to be able to execute a simple protection with us like that, but, you know, it happened, and, you know, it's happened before. But, you know, we've got to clean that up and be on the same page. And that's, you know, it's just, you know, just a miscue on our part, you know, as a unit.
A former teammate of yours on the radio today, Damian Woody, said that it's possible that Rex could lose the team because they see that Mark isn't performing well and he's sticking with him. Are there things any veterans have done this year to prevent that from happening after last year's experience?
Well, to do something to prevent that from happening, you'd have to assume that it would happen. I think guys are really in this together. There hasn't been any finger pointing. Each guy's been looking at himself as to what can he do to make the team better, in whatever position that may be. And I think Rex, you know, has done a great job of keeping it all together. I mean, considering what our record was, what was on the line, and the disappointment over the course of the 3-5 season before this game, when you lose games, you win a game, you lose two games, you win a game here and there, and no consistency and losing, you know, 5 games through 8 games. You know, this team came out and fought really hard in the beginning of the game. I know it didn't translate into execution on offense as well as we like, but, you know, the defense, you know, they came out and created turnovers and pressure and things like that, and, you know, I thought our first drive was pretty good, except, you know, until that we got stymied on those short yardage situations. But, you know, I don't I don't foresee any of that popping up. I mean, you've got guys like Mike DeVito and Sione Puha and Cromartie and guys like that that are going to hold them to, you know, kind of keep that the finger pointing and have guys on that side involved, you know, figuring out what they can do better. And it's going to be the same thing on our side. And, you know, Eric Smith and all the other guys on the special teams are going to have to do the same because, I mean, you can go down the list of, you know, opportunities that have been missed throughout the different units on our team. So I don't know if we all have that luxury just to really finger point after one off one game.